Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete.
Yeah, Pete. Hi, this is Flavio with Offtake Drywall. You
hey.
Left a message on our voicemail.
Hey, how you doing? What's your name again? I'm sorry.
Flavio.
Flavio with the Allstate Drywall.
No, Alltech, P-E-K.
Alltech, I gotcha. Hey, what's up? How can I help you, man?
Well, you left a voice message that we could borrow some money.
Of course, of course.
You pre-approved $250,000, you said.
Yes, I did. It's for equipment and capital. What were you looking to do? Like, tell me a little bit about your project.
No equipment, we need more, like, working capital.
Mm-hmm. And how much were you looking to try and get? You really want to try and...
$250,000.
I gotcha. No problem. It is, it's a, you know, what are you going to use the capital for here? You have a project coming up, or is it for materials, or...
No, we got projects all the time, so sometimes we can't get a big job because we don't have the capital, so...
Mm-hmm. Do you do any commercial work here?
No, all we do is commercial work.
Oh, yeah, so what do you deal with, like a net 30 or something like that?
Sometimes 60.
Oh, man. At least it's nothing at 90. But, you know, you probably don't get paid on time, right? I mean, you rarely.
Right.
I deal with it a lot. So it's just more like just, you know, operational capital, you know, just keep things going while, you know, your receivables come in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, tell me about one of your typical projects. You know, do you do with more like hotels, offices?
We do a lot of offices and restaurants.
Lots of offices and restaurants?
Mm-hmm.
Nice, nice. How did you get into the industry?
I've been in it for a long time.
Like a family business or?
No, I just got in when I was younger and then just started my own stuff after that for a while.
Just jumped ship and kind of started your own company?
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I like it. How long you been in business for there, Fabio?
That would be my office question. I think it's been like 10, 12 years.
10, 12 years. That's not bad, man. Have you been growing a lot, like year over year? Or, you know, has it been more steady? Or?
Yeah, it's been steady.
Been steady. Do you work with anybody else, or are you the 100% owner?
Just us.
Nice, nice. Yeah, so do you have any deadlines? Do you need the cash by, or it's just kind of, you know, general?
Just when I could get it.
All right, no problem. How would you, you know, rate your credit, though? You know, good, bad, in the middle?
If there's 10 stars, 10 stars.
Nice. It sounds like over 700. What kind of returns do you get on your projects? Like, I know it's tough to quantify.
That was my office question.
Another one.
What do you need from us to get this done?
Yeah. I like your style, man. It's just an application, a tax return, and some bank statements. Do you take
tax return? How many years?
Just one year tax return.
Year?
Most
okay,
recent.
Down.
Yeah.
Recent tax. Okay.
What do you need? Last 6 months of your bank statements.
6 months bank statements.
Mm-hmm. Next. And then the one page application, I'll shoot it over to you. What's a good email, man?
Send it to Sonia, Sonia.
Sonia.
At alltechdrywall.com. Alltech is Alltek. Drywall.com.
Drywall.com. Perfect. And what were your gross annual sales like last year? It's a sales-based loan instead of credit.
That'll be an office question.
Do you have a ballpark at all?
No, I just work.
I like it.
That'll be an office question.
Yeah, no problem, Flavio. I'll send that over in a minute or two here. And what do you think you can get it back to me by?
That'll be an office question again. I'll go talk to Sonia.
Yeah, how about I give you a call same time tomorrow and just check in if you haven't sent it back by then, okay?
Well, can we just send it back in fax or email to you?
Yeah, exactly. Fax or email, whatever's easier. I'll have all that info.
Well, what's your interest rate on this money?
Well, it depends what, you know, you look like on paper. But what we do is kind of approve you for the, you know, longest term possible and work backwards from there. So, you know, if you're looking to for a longer period of time to hold the money, it costs a little bit more. Obviously, shorter periods are cheaper. But we'll get to that once we get the paperwork in.
Less than normal.
You know, usually, you know, on the capital side of things, because it's unsecured, around 10%, like 10 cents on the dollar, really. We don't do percentages.
So 10%.
I mean, it's more like cents on the dollar, because they're not annualized rates, because a lot of the times people take these out for like 3 months, so it's we don't put them in APR. But, you know, I've seen them go down to like 5, and I've seen them go up to, you know, you don't even want to know, like 20, 24. So, you know, it really depends on what you look like on paper. But we do get you an answer with some solid numbers in like 24 hours once you get those docs over to me. And underwriting kind of processes that whole thing and risk assessment.
I guess that's when we look at it.
Yeah, exactly. If you send all the docs in, you know, we can get you an idea of, you know, what your options are. And from there, you do what makes sense for you, you know?
Okay.
All right, no problem. I'll send that over in about 5 minutes, and I'll circle back tomorrow, Flavio.
Thanks, bye.
All right, take care, man.